Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. You Mean I'm Not Lazy, Stupid, or Crazy? By Kate Kelly is a groundbreaking self-help book that addresses the myriad complexities faced by adults with attention deficit disorder, ADD, or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. First published in the late 20th century, this book remains a beacon of understanding, hope, and practical advice for those navigating life with ADD/ADHD. Unlike many resources available at the time of its initial publication, this book takes a compassionate, non-judgmental approach to discussing the impacts of the disorder on every aspect of an adult's life, from work and personal relationships to self-esteem and mental health. Kelly combines personal anecdotes with research-driven insights, offering readers a comprehensive guide to understanding and managing ADD/ADHD. The overarching message is one of empowerment. Adults with ADD/ADHD are not defined by their disorder, but can develop strategies to thrive. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding ADD/ADHD in adults. The book provides a deep dive into what ADD/ADHD means for adults, differentiating it from its manifestation in children and debunking common myths. It emphasizes that ADD/ADHD doesn't equate to a lack of intelligence, laziness, or a flawed character, but is a neurodevelopmental disorder that influences the way the brain processes information. Through explaining the biological and psychological underpinnings of ADD/ADHD, Kelly provides a foundation for readers to understand their experiences within a scientific and empathetic framework. This topic is crucial as it sets the stage for dismantling stigma and encourages readers to embrace a self-compassionate approach to managing their disorder. Secondly, strategies for managing time and tasks. One of the most challenging aspects of living with ADD/ADHD is managing time and tasks efficiently. The book offers practical strategies for overcoming common hurdles, such as procrastination, forgetfulness, and underestimation of time required for tasks. Kelly suggests techniques like breaking tasks into smaller, manageable steps, using visual aids and reminders, and establishing routines that leverage one's strengths and compensate for weaknesses. By integrating these strategies, readers can enhance their productivity and reduce the stress associated with feeling overwhelmed by responsibilities. This section is invaluable because it provides actionable advice that readers can tailor to fit their unique circumstances and challenges. Thirdly, navigating relationships. ADD/ADHD can significantly impact relationships, often leading to misunderstandings and frustrations for both the individual and their loved ones. Kelly addresses the communication challenges and emotional dynamics that may arise, offering insight into how to foster healthier, more understanding relationships. Strategies include developing active listening skills, expressing needs and boundaries clearly, and employing conflict resolution techniques. This topic is essential for readers who might struggle with feeling misunderstood or isolated due to their ADD/ADHD, providing them with tools to build stronger connections and support systems. Fourthly, coping with emotional challenges. Individuals with ADD/ADHD often face emotional challenges, such as increased susceptibility to stress, anxiety, and depression. Kelly delves into the emotional landscape of ADD/ADHD, providing strategies for managing intense emotions and building emotional resilience. This includes techniques for self-soothing, finding professional help, and creating a support network. By recognizing the emotional challenges as part of the ADD/ADHD experience, this topic empowers readers to seek out resources and strategies to maintain emotional wellness and tackle life's ups and downs with greater equanimity. Lastly, building self-esteem and a positive self-identity. A pervasive issue for adults with ADD/ADHD is the struggle with self-esteem, often stemming from a lifetime of misunderstanding and criticism. Kelly highlights the importance of building a positive self-identity and self-esteem through accepting one's diagnosis, focusing on strengths, and celebrating successes. This section of the book encourages readers to reframe their narrative around ADD/ADHD. Recognizing it not as a deficit, but as one aspect of their multifaceted identity. By fostering self-compassion and understanding, readers can develop a more positive view of themselves, bolstering their confidence and resilience. In conclusion, You Mean I'm Not Lazy, Stupid, or Crazy? Is an essential read for adults with ADD, ADHD, and their loved ones. This book not only provides a comprehensive understanding of the disorder, but also equips readers with a plethora of strategies to navigate the challenges it poses. Its detailed exploration of topics like managing time and tasks, navigating relationships, coping with emotional challenges, and building self-esteem offers invaluable guidance and support. Moreover, the book's compassionate tone and emphasis on empowerment make it a source of hope and validation. Anyone looking to understand ADD, ADHD better, improve their self-management skills, or simply feel seen and understood will benefit from this book. Not only does it pave the way for personal growth and improved quality of life, but it also contributes to breaking down the stigma surrounding neurodiversity. If you would like to support Kate Kelly, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.